USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With COVID-19 cases spiking once again, there have been some studies done that question whether a lockdown was necessary. Scientists studied both Utah and Colorado, states with similar demographics, and Dr. Ben Siegel spoke on Fox News about the results.
They looked at Utah versus Colorado, and those states, Utah did not lock down and Colorado did lock down. They found almost no difference, and they concluded that that big hit to the economy was not necessary with this huge across-the-board lockdown. So the point is here, we have to figure out a way to protect those most at risk. Nursing homes got creamed. 20 to 25% of all the deaths from COVID-19 in the United States are in nursing homes.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has surpassed 500,000, and Johns Hopkins University confirmed the worldwide cases have reached over 10 million. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
With many states reopening and loosening COVID restrictions, in the state of Oregon, they're going the other direction. Face masks will now be required throughout the entire state of Oregon starting July 1st, according to Governor Kate Brown. She said over the last month, we've seen the disease spread at an alarming rate in both urban and rural counties. The upcoming 4th July weekend is a critical point for Oregon in the pandemic, and we need to make a difference now. She said she does not want to close businesses again like other states are doing. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has now proposed a plan for the city to cut over $1 billion from the police department's budget. De Blasio said, "My office presented to City Council a plan that would achieve the billion in savings for the NYPD and shift resources to young people, communities, and in ways that would help address a lot of the underlying issues that are the cause of so many problems in our society." He also said that we have an unprecedented opportunity to change major things. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Trump administration said that it will bar defense exports to Hong Kong and will soon require licenses for the sale of items to Hong Kong that have both civilian and military uses. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the step as China moved ahead with imposing new national security laws that many fear Beijing and the Chinese Communist Party will use to clamp down on the dissent in the former British territory. The administration has warned for weeks that it would take action to end special U.S. trade and commercial preferences Hong Kong had enjoyed since reverting to Chinese rule in 1997. Among those perks was the ability for Hong Kong to import U.S. defense equipment that China is not allowed to. As America gets ready for the return of Major League Baseball, Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross of the reigning world champion Washington Nationals and Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks are opting out of the 2020 Major League season over concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. The season is scheduled to begin at the end of July. Zimmerman, writing for the Associated Press, said, "I have a three-week-old baby, and my mother has multiple sclerosis and is super high risk. So if I end up playing, I can pretty much throw out the idea of seeing her until weeks after the season is over." As part of Major League Baseball's planned 60-game season, players who are themselves considered high risk can opt out of the 2020 season and still be credited for service time and receive their prorated salary. Players who are not high risk but have pregnant wives or high-risk family members can also opt out, but they forfeit their salary and service time. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.